Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here's my review of Funeral Wedding, the Alvin play. Funeral Wedding, the Alvin play by Emily Schwartz, directed by Kirsten Brookman and Jesse Geiger, produced by Scott Dre and the Strange Tree Group. Another twisted play from the talented, wacky playwright Emily Schwartz. In 2004, I saw Emily Schwartz's The Dastardly Ficus and Other Comedic Tales of Woe and Misery. I loved her blend of humor with the macabre and her silliness with her richly developed wacky characters. She spins an unpredictable storyline that produces mysterious elements within her unique plots. Schwartz is a talented playwright. She's back again with another weird, funny, yet dark unromance that is part murder mystery, part psychosexually repressed people with deliciously disturbing characters. This is a smart work that you'll enjoy. Funeral Wedding, the Alvin play, is a Victorian Gothic-style dark comedy set in pre-World War I America about an oddly dysfunctional family. We meet Alvin in a terrific performance by Matthew Holsfein, who is self-confined in his two-room attic space for the last several years. Alan has emotional problems, making him neurotic, emotionally spent, and guilt-ridden. Holsfein talks directly to the audience, no fourth wall here, as he connects to us about his life, his family, his problems. Alvin is so empathetic that we quickly like him. His family has a weak father, played by Ira Amix, a demanding and overwhelming mother, played by Jennifer Marchand, and a social climbing sister named Anne, who's played by Carol Ennick, who Alvin admits he has had a lust after in a dream. Kind of likes his sister. Alvin has a secret he is unable to articulate that renders him dysfunctional and a recluse. He witnessed the murder of two young girls, yet he refuses to either acknowledge nor talk of the event. He is on heavy medication while he struggles with his trauma. Who is the murderer? He fears the family doctor, played by Les Krauss, and we learn that the evil commanding physician lusts after Alan as well as his sister Anne. The show takes place in Alvin's messy bedroom, which is a nice set by Chris Steingrevix. The set also contains a mute vaudevillian musician, played by Scott Cooper, who underscores the action with his sound effects and his occasional blowing of the French horn. He also uses Victorian-style posters to sort of cue up the next scene. This is a nice little touch. Alvin is visited by the ghosts of the two slain girls who haunt him into revealing their fate. Will Alvin be able to handle the restless pounding from his sister and father to leave the room and rejoin society? He gets prodded very hard by these folks. When Anne announces she's going to marry the doctor, Alvin becomes distraught. Without giving away key plot elements, let me state that this play contains many funny moments and clever twists that play out deliciously and unpredictably. Filled with much repressed sexual fantasy and twisted characterizations, Funeral Wedding is refreshingly different in structure and in content. I like the smart use of rhyme to announce the doctor's alibi. Having Anne also answer him in rhyme was pleasing and intelligent. The play could use some tightening and some cuts, but ultimately it delivers a strange, intoxicatingly likable, and thoroughly entertaining show. It evokes Edward Gorey, Tim Burton, and Charles Adams. Yet, Emily Schwartz is a new voice who can combine humor and the macabre in an interesting style. Matthew Holsfein's performance was amazingly human, funny, and compelling. Catch this little gem to discover excellent Chicago storefront theater at its best. My rating for this show? Highly recommended. It is at the Athenaeum Theater, which is at 2936 North Southport in Chicago. Tickets range from $12 to $15. And folks, I can tell you, this is a bargain. The running time is 2 hours, 30 minutes with intermission. It runs through June 17th. For more information, call 312-935-6860. That's 312-935-6860. This is Tom Williams reminding you, go see a play this week.